This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go.
Thank you.
join us for a word of prayer.
Father God, we come to you this morning with bowed heads, closed eyes, and open our hearts. Just thank you for just watching over us and keeping us last night. But we realize, Father God, when we put head to pillow, this day was not promised to us. But because of your grace and mercy, we are here. For that, we say thank you. Father God, we thank you for continuing to be our protector, our provider, our restorer, our healer, a way maker. Father God, we come to you thanking you for all these things, Father God, because without you, none of these things are possible. So we ask you to continue to watch over us and keep us individually and collectively this day and beyond. Father God, bless the preach word that is given across the community, across the nation, across the world, oh God, because if we need a word, if there's a time, Father God, that we need to have a word from you, it is now. We thank you for continuing to be in the name above all names, distinguishing yourself, Father God, from all the things that we see and all the things we hear. For Father God, we can search the world over, the mountainside, the valleys low, and realize there is no one like you. And for that, Father God, we say thank you. Continue to go with us, stand by us, stand for us, is our prayer this day, today, and forevermore. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
We're all a part of God. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." Now let's join Reverend Eleanor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
We're reading from Luke, the 4th chapter today, beginning with verse 14. Luke 4, beginning with verse 14. Hear these words from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. God, we give you thanks for the gift of your word, for your word made flesh in Jesus Christ, for your living word that is still alive and working among us and in us, oh God. We thank you for your word this moment. Now that we've come to this preaching moment, oh God, use it so that we might hear clearly how you would have us to answer your call this day. God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart assembled is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, oh Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Friends, I received a survey in the mail this week. It had two of the most crisp $1 bills I've ever seen in it. Maybe you got it. It was a survey about the TV watching habits in my household. For a split second, I thought you had reported me for all of that Law and Order, or even my binge watching of, you know, Married at First Sight, 90 Day Fiancé. I thought maybe my neighbors turned me in because I can't park in my garage anymore because of all those flea market flips that I ain't quite made the flip yet. All of those HGTV inspired projects that are taking up room in the garage. Anyway, these folks wanted to know about my TV habits, but they wanted to know about internet too and the phone. So that's the part that caught my eye. So they asked, "Do you have a landline in your house?" I do. "Do you answer your landline?" I don't. The options there were, you know, how frequently is the landline answered? Always, quite frequently, very rarely, never. Your pastor was in that never category. I used to answer the landline, but all the phone calls were for Pastor Green. All the phone calls were for Pastor Green, when he ain't lived there in almost 10 years. So then I stopped answering the phone because nobody was calling for me. So let me just take a moment to let you know, if you need the pastor, don't call the parsonage. That's the best way to not get whatever it is that you need. Please don't call the parsonage. Honestly, I don't even know the parsonage phone number. And mostly that's because I'm not a landline person. Amen. But I got to thinking about it. Just like I ignore that landline, just like I don't answer it. And as I started to read this text on calling, I began to wonder if anyone has stopped answering God's call. Perhaps it's maybe because you think that call is for someone else. You heard it, but maybe back then you thought that was Pastor Green's call. You hear God calling you to something now and you think that's Pastor Colvin's call, and not necessarily your call to serve. I wonder if anybody has been hitting that red decline having decided that some other disciple can pick up the call? Are you sending God to voicemail, sending the Spirit to our flesh mail, or are we listening for the voice of God? I wonder if anyone's neglected to answer because you didn't even know that it was your spiritual phone ringing. Let me tell you how that looks for the children of God. Sometimes we like to point out something that the church, air quotes, that the church needs to do. We point that out without realizing that you are the church and you are the church and I'm the church and you're the church and you're the church. And nothing gets done. The church doesn't do anything without each and every one of us doing it. So sometimes we don't answer the call because we don't realize the church can't do any more than you do. Sometimes we don't realize that you're noticing something, you thought you would just say so. God's calling your attention to it might be God calling you to serve in that particular way, calling you to action. I think it's true. Sometimes we don't answer the spiritual phone because we don't know that it's our line ringing. Have you ever been in a crowd, maybe in a crowded store, and you hear your ringtone and you reach for your phone, but then you realize it's not for you. That's somebody else's phone ringing who has your same ringtone. Well, not so in the church. If you hear it ringing, go on and answer it. That's our subject today. Go on, answer it. If you sense a calling, go on and answer it. I promise you the call is for everyone. And our ringtone is pretty much the same. The text said it, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. That's the ringtone. This week, my mom and I had to get new phones. Let me say it that way, because we not the upgrade you type of people. You know, I'm on ride it till the wheels fall off. Amen. But we had to get new phones because our carrier was consumed by another company. And that company said, yeah, we're not going to be able to support those dinosaur devices that y'all have. Come on in and let us upgrade you. So fortunately, everything transferred from the old to the new, because you know how that can go. And among those things to transfer was my ringtone. So when the phone rang while we were in the car, my ringtone is that old-fashioned rotary. Who, anybody know something about a rotary phone? So it's that old-fashioned rotary ring, that bring that they have in there. So when my phone rang, my mama said, is that how your phone rings? I said, yes, ma'am, that's my ringtone. And then her next question was, do I have a ringtone? Yes, ma'am, you do. Friends, the good news is we all have a ringtone in Jesus' name. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, upon all of us. We all have a ringtone. Now, that Spirit is going to sound a little different as it's talking to you or when it's talking to me, but the result will be the same if we answer. Jesus said it this way, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Friends, you have a ringtone. The text assures us that God is calling and sending all of us. God is calling. Just go on, answer it. What does answering look like, Pastor? 1 Peter, 4th chapter, one of your key verses on the bulletin says it this way. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Using your gifts is answering God's call. Being compassionate to others is answering the call. Helping, working so that justice might roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, that's answering the call. Being a drum major for justice isn't just for one weekend. That's a whole lifestyle, and it's answering the call. stepping up to serve the underserved, maybe even sleeping a night on a, I mean, it's not a cot no more. It's better than what it used to be, amen. So sleeping a night at the Family Promise shelter, that is answering God's call. Turn to your neighbor and say, answer it. Oh, say it like you mean it, like you ready for it to answer it. Friends, you have a ringtone. God isn't calling you to do everything, but God is calling you to do something. And I wonder if we really have a broad enough understanding about what calling can be. Most of the time we start talking about calling and people shut down because you think I'm talking about being a preacher, being a pastor. So you like, well, this one ain't for me. Maybe next week she'll preach something for me. This one is for you. I'm not just talking about a calling to preach, a calling to pastor. Each of us is called to serve. The scripture says what? You are a holy people, a royal priesthood. Each of us is called to serve in the name of Jesus. Each of us is called to teach. Jesus said, everything that I taught you, go teach somebody else. Each of us is called to teach as we just bear witness to how God is at work in our lives. That'll teach somebody else. Friends, for some, the greatest calling you might have is being in a family, being a parent, being a good sibling, being a good daughter, a good son. God has given these gifts to us so that we might offer them even in the service of our family, the service of our household. That might be your highest calling in this world. Some folks will live out their calling in a classroom, in a doctor's office, in your small business, because truly we can be called and sent to serve the world through our occupations. I've told you the story of my calling before, how God used work to put me in the place that He needed me to be. I told you I was comfortable on my job, a good little 5-year plan, 10-year plan. We can set it up from here. And then the winds of change blew through. Oh, Lord, we got one little bad apple in there, one little bad energy as a boss. And then we had more than a 50% turnover in the staff that year. Friends, don't ever forget that discomfort can be a signal that God is calling you to something new. Learn to listen for the ringtone of discomfort. When you get uncomfortable around certain people in certain relationships on certain jobs, that might be a ringtone. That might be God saying, I'm calling you someplace else. So I listened to that ringtone of discomfort and started pursuing other options. And God brought me out of the theater world back into my communication skills for the sake of the church. So no, you're not going back to another newspaper. You're gonna bring all that and work for the United Methodist Church. I've told you that on my first day on that job, August the 1st, 2005, God said, you'll work for me for the rest of your life. I think God was trying to say some of those things in the place of my discomfort too, but it wasn't really until I got into a sacred space. It wasn't really until I got somewhere where I could hear Him that God made it plain as the day. That was my sky cracked open moment. That was my lightning bolt. I've told you that sometimes we miss it because we're waiting for the burning bush. We're waiting for the clouds to roll back. And we won't always get that, but sometimes you do. That was the day I got it. But God didn't explain everything on that day about calling either. And as we hear Jesus say what He's sent to do, He doesn't lay it out. How freedom is gonna come, how someone's sight is gonna be restored. We don't have to always know the how, the total pathway to get there. We just have to trust what we heard and move into that direction of the voice that we hear calling. So it was at least a year later when God turned the rest of the lights on. You know how some of your lights is just a plain bulb, but like that one back there, some of them on a little dimmer switch. So He turned that dimmer switch on a little bit at a time to shed light on the calling. And I'm writing these articles about how the denomination is changing and the pastors will be losing to retirement, and we don't have young leaders coming through. We don't have lay leaders to direct the church. And oh Lord, I was proud. That was some good writing, good photography, good graphics. And God said, so what are you gonna do? And I said, I'm writing these stories so the United Methodists can respond. And God said, you United Methodist, what you gonna do? And that's the moment when I realized that this was about pastoral ministry. Now, last week I told you, don't miss the miracle because you're waiting on the burning bush, because it doesn't look like you thought it would look. It doesn't sound like you thought it would sound. This week I'm telling you, don't miss the miracle, and don't miss the miracle of your calling, because it doesn't look how you thought it would look, or it doesn't sound how you thought it would sound. I know now that God used my jobs to kick me out of my comfort zone. God used my jobs to call me closer to God, to call me into ministry. Friends, I don't know what God is using to get your attention today. What I do know is that the Luke 4 text is still true. That Isaiah scroll that he was reading from is still true. I do know that times change, but God's desire to use us does not. Times change, but God's desire to use us does not. Friends, I think my mom was most startled because the ringtone is so old-fashioned, right? And we're not used to hearing that outside of the house. We're not expecting. That's not what we thought it would sound like. We expect custom songs and special tones. Your, back in the day, that was my jam song. This one can always get you out your chair, make you put your red cup down. That's your song. So a lot of times, that's our ringtone. That's what we expect. Whatever gets us hype, whatever gets us happy. Amen. We know that times change. And unless you just got your first phone, like my youth that were praying for their iPhones for Christmas during the holidays, unless you just got your first phone, you probably don't still have your first phone. I just heard a few weeks ago that BlackBerries are permanently going offline. Google it, young folks, if you don't know what a BlackBerry is. But honey, I knew I was fancy. I knew I had arrived on that good job when I got my BlackBerry. And it was cute too, a little purplish magenta kind of thing, not the classic black that everybody had. It was cute. I was all that, but I wouldn't be none of that today trying to use a BlackBerry for work. Can't have now Zoom worship service, I don't think. Can't do half the things you need to do if I was still stuck on BlackBerry. We allow our understanding of calling to change when it comes to something like technology, the physical telephone. Many of us have lived through not just a landline, but a party line. You got to wait your turn. You know you hear Miss such and such, Uncle whoever on the phone when you picked up. So we've lived through party lines, we've lived through landlines, we lived through that long cord that you tried to walk from the kitchen to your room to get a little bit of privacy in your house. We lived through all of that. We lived through car phones that had a cord, you know, that could jam up around your brakes. Them things were so long. So we lived through car phones with cords. Phones that you strap on your belt, on your hip, could blow your whole back out, to now having a cell phone right there on our watch. We allow for calling to evolve when we think about technology, but are we open to a spiritual evolution of calling? Do we really expect God to say the same, to work the same? You got the iPhone 13, but God can only speak through a stone tablet? Really? I know we believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Pastor ain't trying to tell you no different. What I'm asking is, have we considered that being the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow might mean that God is always innovative, that God is always doing a new thing yesterday, today, and tomorrow? Could that mean that God is always a fresh and creative God? Might that mean that God is the God of impeccable GPS, able to meet us right where we are, whether that's on a hillside with the sheep like Moses, out fishing like the disciples when Jesus called them, whether it means we're in a newsroom or we're in a classroom or on the basketball court? Could God being the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow mean that he can always meet us where we are? I remember the story of one of my colleagues who says that as a young father, he had already accepted a call to ministry, but wasn't in a ministry, being discipled, wasn't growing in a place in ministry. And he needed a job very much as a young father. And so God opened the door for him in sales, in door-to-door sales. And basically, he got close to God just by showing up for work every day, because the person assigned to mentor him loved to talk about the word. And so every day, riding all day from door to door, morning to evening, he heard the word. He discussed the word. He learned to apply the word to his life, not in any formal setting, just showing up at work. Yeah, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But that doesn't mean God's methods will be the same. It doesn't mean that your calling will always be the same, because a call on your life can evolve, right? And I wonder if you hear the Lord calling you to anything new in this new season, inviting you to a new way of service. Even after you've invested yourself in a thing over time and perhaps served excellently, is it possible that God is calling you to something new also? Calling you to proclaim good news to the poor in money and the poor in spirit. Calling you to proclaim freedom for the prisoner, recovery of sight to the blind. Calling you to set people free this year. Calling you to proclaim that this is the year of the Lord's favor. In other words, the Lord's blessing, the Lord's protection, the Lord's provision for you. Friends, I wonder who in your world needs to hear the good news of God this week. Who needs to hear that God is for them, that God is on their side, and if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. Who in your world needs to hear that God never slumbers nor sleeps so you can get some rest? You don't have to keep worrying, because this God who doesn't sleep or slumber sits high, looks low, is watching out for you by day, by night. I wonder who the prisoners are who need to hear a liberating word from us today. Are they the literal prisoners all around us, the men in Navasota, the women right here in the federal camp in Bryan? Who needs to hear a liberating word? Or is the prisoner someone who can't stop thinking negative thoughts, who can't cut down on the negative talk about themselves, about others, about your workplace, about your church? What if your kind word, your testimony could set that prisoner free today? Free from their worry, free from their anxiety, free from their hopelessness. What if your kind word could give them sight, could help them see as God sees, help them see themselves, see their circumstances as God sees? Friends, what if God really does bless us to be blessings? What if your gifts really can make a difference in the world? What if the kingdom only comes on earth as it is in heaven when we answer our call? Go on, answer it. The Luke 4 text ends with Jesus saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, what if I told you that this scripture is fulfilled as you answer your call? This scripture is fulfilled as you walk in obedience to God's word. This scripture is fulfilled today as you listen for your ringtone. The scripture is fulfilled because you decided that you are done sitting on your assets in 2022. The scripture is fulfilled because this is the year that you are getting serious about your faith walk and not just your faith talk. The scripture is fulfilled because this is the year that you are expecting a miracle and the year that you realize that miracles come when we get to work. Listen for the ringtone, y'all. Scripture offers it another example of the ringtone. It's on your bulletin, 1 Corinthians 12. It says, if one part suffers, every part suffers. Sometimes the ringtone is gonna sound like someone else's pain. And I wonder who is suffering that God is calling you to step into that pain so that you might ease their burden. For me this week, it was a colleague who I haven't seen in easily 20 years and may never see again. And she lost, I think, her only two granddaughters in a house fire, age 4 and 1. It was the 1-year-old's birthday. I can't really help her bear her burden because we're disconnected, but just sending a message saying, my heart breaks for you. I'm sending love your way. I'm sending prayers of peace your way. And just to see her response back, that's enough to let me know that me seeing her pain might have made it just a little bit more manageable. We talked last week about those who were victims of the fire in Hearn. And as it turns out, Tanya shared with me last week that one of her coworkers' daughters lived in that complex. And so God has just placed it in our lap, how we can help, as we were talking about that last week, how we can support. The good news is her babies were away with their grandmother, so everything they lost is stuff. Everything they lost is replaceable, especially with the help of people like you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and y'all, and me. Shoes, food, gift cards, gas, whatever it is they need. We'll hear more about that in the coming days and figure out how we respond as a congregation. But it's possible that just seeing their pain will make it a little bit more manageable. The scripture says if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part's honored and rejoices. And the good news, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. Friends, as the body of Christ, we have work to do. Rose said it, I haven't been able to let it go, more to do in 2022. Pastor not saying that you haven't been working, that you haven't been faithful, that I'm not saying that. I am saying there's more to do in 2022. Especially for those of us who call ourselves, who believe ourselves to be a part of the body of Christ. Friends, the work might be outlined for us in Proverbs 31, also on your bulletin. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Speak up for the rights of all of those who are destitute. Speak up, judge fairly, defend the rights of the needy. Listen to your ringtone. Listen for your ringtone. Answer the call to speak up. Answer the call to be fair with people. Answer the call to defend those in need. And please stop limiting your understanding of what a calling is. Each of us is called to use whatever gifts we have, not just the speakers, not just the teachers, not just the singers, but those who love sports, those who love gardening and crafts and music. Everybody's called. Use it. Use all of that to answer your call to serve others. And if you just can't see how sports or crafts or gardening is a ministry, please call your pastor, not on the parsonage phone, but please call your pastor so we can talk about that and I can help you answer that spiritual call, pick up that spiritual phone. Somebody say, listen for your ringtone. Friends, it can be heard through your gifts. It can be heard through the things that give you joy, the things that bring tears to your eyes. That might be a sign of a ringtone. It can be heard in the voices of those around you, and it can especially be heard in the silence when you decide to be still and know that God is God. Friends, for heaven's sake, please stop comparing your call, your ringtone, to someone else's. You might miss it. Please stop trying to listen on your spiritual BlackBerry. Let God upgrade you this year. Friends, please stop thinking that the call can be ignored or that someone else will answer it. There is work in this world that only you can do. Work in this world that God created for you even before you were born. Work that only you can do. And the good news is the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You are ready. God is calling you to do good works. God is calling you to do God's work. Go on. Answer it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.